Hello, baseless speculation listener. Do you hate money and earthly possessions? Do you wish to follow the simple life to enlightenment where it's just you, your waterlogged iPhone, and us? Well, do we have the solution for you? Baseless Speculation Plus. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/plus and sign up today to get ad-free early episodes, maybe the occasional bonus episode, and the respect of your loved ones. Us. Once again, sanspantsradio.com/plus. Treat yourself and, by extension, us. We're proud of you.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joe.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Madam Web after we've finally seen a trailer?
The movie's back, and then some. We've seen the Madam Web trailer now. Obviously, this is what everybody, if you haven't seen the trailer, this is what you're wondering. Does 9/11 feature? We have to say, not yet.
There is still a high chance.
Yeah.
It is still set in the early 2000s.
Do we have a...
It's set in the early
2000s. Okay, so they didn't give a specific
year. It's set in the early 2000s, and they're paramedics.
Okay, yeah.
So we were like... They're going to have to address it in some way. Because if it's set in 2004...
It's happening.
If you're a paramedic, you're still talking about it.
It's not really left your mind.
You probably know a lot of people that were, affected.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's set prior to 9/11, we know it's going to happen.
And, hey, just to refresh everybody,
the things that led us to believe it would be about 9/11, obviously, like we said, she is a paramedic. It's set in New York in the early 2000s, and she, importantly, has the ability to tell the future.
God, imagine the movie opens and it's like New York City, 2000.
Yeah, we're like, Madam Web, you better be telling. If that happens, we know 9/11 was Madam Web's fault. She told no one.
Yeah.
She had a vision, told no one.
So why do we think that this, I guess now that we've seen the trailer, first place to start, and there's a lot to unpack.
It's a great trailer.
The trailer's cut in a very strange way.
I saw there's a scene in the trailer where Madam Web and the other spider women are talking, and for 7 seconds, I saw somebody on Twitter went through it, there's like 16 cuts.
I think
it's crazy.
So look, we'll just start off the bat. Yeah. My wild, baseless speculation here is that unlike every other Sony movie, they've tried to learn their lesson, and there's reveals that the trailer is hiding. And now you'd think that the reveal would be that the three women that Madam Web are with are spider women.
Yeah.
But that is in the trailer.
Sure is, baby.
Because I think that conversation where they're talking, they've cut it so that they're cutting out.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
I'm a spider woman.
Yeah, or you got bit by the fucking spider.
Yeah.
Who are... One of them's...
So one is, so you've got Julie Carpenter.
Yeah.
Who's the traditional, that's Sydney's.
She's the black and white costume.
Oh,
the
yeah.
The one that's sort of like, I know that one. You know that one.
That's Sydney Sweeney, I think.
Yes. I believe so.
The one with the glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
that's Sydney Sweeney.
You then have.
Was one of them Cindy Moon?
No.
I don't think Silk was there, yeah.
You got Maddie Franklin.
Yeah.
Who was.
Franklin's a scary name in the comics.
Sure is. Yeah. So she, I think, is the one that's like, you nearly hit me with your.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so she's not the one with the iron spider arms.
No. That's, I think, Anya.
Okay.
And what, do they just play Spider-Woman, but different ones?
In a way, I think Maddie Franklin is, she got her power during the Gathering of the Five.
Awesome.
Which was a really bad storyline it just sucked.
Don't worry about the origins, because like it looks like Madame Web gets her powers from falling in the water.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Oh, no, I got spider future powers from falling in a lake.
Yeah, that's what happens if you fall in the East River, dude. That thing's polluted to fuck.
Yeah. Although Maddie Franklin does have like arachnid arms.
I think Maddie Franklin is the one that has the
iron spider. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's got the iron spider arms.
Are they all just called Spider Woman though?
I
mean, the movie will call them nothing.
Yeah.
Because that's the superhero trick. You don't call your hero shit.
Mm. It's very funny.
And then there's Anya.
To establish all of these Spider Women. Well, I guess
they're doing it so that they use them as Spider-Man in this universe.
But also, is there an implication in this? Maybe I misunderstood, because it's a crazy trailer where Madame Web is like, you are going to, in the future, become these Spider Women. You're not right now, but in the, because isn't that what David Lynch or whatever his name is, you know, acclaimed director? No, the Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Isn't that what she's like, Ezekiel knows what you'll become and he's trying to stop you.
Maybe.
That was my understanding of the trailer.
Yeah. So you're right, when JD was like, okay, yeah, what's the, oh, they're going to hide some reveals, and then suddenly, okay, they're going to reveal, oh, there's the Spider-Man. Yeah. Okay, maybe they're going to, you know, okay, who's going to be the villain? Because the moment evil Spider-Man just pops in, I'm like, oh, who's this lad?
Yeah.
And then it's like, it's Ezekiel. I'm like, okay, usually kind of a mentor here.
Yeah.
That's
so funny as well. And they reveal it. It's the line. It's all over the internet
as well.
That's Ezekiel Lynch. He was in the Amazon studying spiders with my parents when my mom died. Yeah.
He was studying
Ezekiel Sim, dude. I don't know where you get Lynch from.
Ezekiel, hey, that's Ezekiel Sim. He was studying. He was with my mom in the Amazon while she was studying spiders just before she died or some shit.
An incredible line.
So look, so I guess. Because the creator of Ezekiel, Michael Straczynski, came, I think it was on Twitter or X, whatever, and he was just like, that's definitely the character I made. Oh, I don't know what's going on. All news to me.
So funny.
So Ezekiel in the comics, it's like, has never appeared in a costume.
Maybe that's a different guy in the costume.
Because I've seen people saying there's like actually one costume, it might be from a Spider-Verse thing, that fucking whips, where he's got like this awesome, weird kind of military jacket on. He looks cool as hell.
Yeah.
And instead of picking that outfit, they went for this weird, sloppy,
Is this for Ezekiel?
They're like, this costume looks awesome. Why didn't they go for this?
Because when he first appeared, he's just like a guy in a suit, barefoot kind of thing, which we do
see. You see when he's walking down the train?
And so like, so Ezekiel, this is where all spider totems come in.
Yeah. Awesome.
So this is like...
this costume, doesn't that rock?
Oh, right. He looks like a stuntman kind of thing.
Like he's got a weird military jacket thing going on with
the
spider.
He looks like an old, like a motorcycle.
I think it's awesome.
I hate it. I think it looks like shit, dude, but that's okay. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I do like it.
Okay.
It has the same vibe as when, hang on. Also, we got to go back to what I was saying at the start before we get too deep. But that looks like when someone's like, oh, I'm cosplaying as this character, but I've made the military.
Yeah.
Or like, what if Lara Croft was...
Steampunk?
Yeah.
It does have steampunk vibes.
I guess there's two Ezekiels.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And it's going to be like one may be good, one may be bad, or something like with timelines different. Because I'm like, because there's moments where it's like flashes and he's wearing a costume when he's not. Maybe one's a bit of a shit.
Evil Ezekiel?
Anyway.
I think that this will be a multiverse movie.
Yeah, of course.
I reckon one's from a multiverse, one's
Also, we got to figure out why the fuck they've decided to set this early 2000s. Because from the trailer, there's no real reason to have done that.
It's got
to
be because
they're establishing the Spider-Women I wouldn't be, and this is a huge swing,
yeah,
about Ezekiel. Reason he's wearing that Spider-Man suit, he's actually got the fucking symbiote.
Maybe.
I mean...
And he'll go into a different fucking universe, and yeah, it'll all be fucked. It'll be fucked.
I think that they've set it in the early 2000s so that...
Because aesthetically, it doesn't look like the early 2000s.
But I think they're doing that. Well, there's one scene in a doctor's office where they've got a shitty computer that kind of looks like it's from the early... That it looks like it's from the 90s, but anyway.
Someone's going to pull out a phone and it'll be a Nokia. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, all fucking... All. Actually, no, that's even a slightly too early for that.
What?
But, yeah.
I was like, what year would they have to do so they don't address 9/11?
Well, they can't.
I don't think there's any, not
early 2000s. I'm saying, what if they're like, oh, no, it was just the 2000s. It's actually 2009.
I think you could, 2009, you could get away with
2009,
it.
2009, fine. I reckon 2006 onwards.
Yeah. 2006, I reckon 2007 onward. 2006 is, it's too close still.
Yeah. Wait, but then also you got to be careful about when we got Osama bin Laden. I was there.
I was like, I got him. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I got him.
I hope the George Bush mission accomplished speech is in the movie.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Anyway.
Madam Webb throws her shoes at... George Bush.
Yeah.
That clip's awesome if people haven't looked it up.
It's so funny looking back. Like, yeah. I saw an image recently where, you know, they did that big data mine of like Osama bin Laden's, not a data mine, but they all of the
seized
files.
His computer.
Seized his computer. Yep. There's like a little image of Wario they found on there.
Final Fantasy VII Advent Children is there.
Yeah.
Or every episode of Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Though I think that was hentai there too, if I remember correctly. Anyway, it's all on the FBI website. You can go through Osama bin Laden's files. Geese. It gives you a warning being like, hey, we haven't checked this, so there might be fucked up shit.
Why haven't they checked?
Well, like, I mean, like, it's like...
Is that your job?
It's been a while.
No, I haven't really looked.
I understand you got, like, a back catalog to go through. I get it.
We're still trying to find the Zodiac killers.
I'm aware.
Should have fucking checked IMDb, motherfuckers. He was there all along.
That's true.
Okay.
This is, if no one knows about...
I don't think that's a Zodiac killer. Yeah. I think that's another guy.
No, what? That was the Zodiac.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not the Zodiac. You're thinking of the guy that was on IMDb being
reviewing
like,
serial killer
Yeah,
movies.
I'm pretty sure that's not the Zodiac because we still don't know who the Zodiac was.
Wasn't there a guy who said he was my good friend and we kept joking about him? Was that guy?
I think it's the original Night Stalker, which I'm pretty sure that's the guy.
That guy was a cop.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
they caught him.
Yeah.
Zodiac Killer is a film bro and was roasting other serial killers.
That's crazy because didn't we lost?
No, because he was dead. Whether he was dead when they found that out, and they were like, he became a suspect, and then they found all of that, and they were like, I reckon this is probably our guy, but he's dead.
Fair.
So they're just like, meh.
Yeah.
Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. We can't interview him because he's 6 feet under.
He's cactus.
Yeah, if you don't know any of the, unaware of a lot of the things we've just mentioned, rapid fire there, there's a lot of, there's a lot on the internet.
It's a busy place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting back to Madam Web.
Yeah.
Why early 2000s?
Because I think of Spider-Man.
Yeah, so they can establish Spider-Man.
So Spider-Man is currently Spider-Man, and he's quite young, and so it's kind of like, well, this is a precursor to Tom Holland,
This is the fucking Venom universe.
No, not even a precursor to Tom Holland. They could just establish that this is when Spider-Man was born.
This means...
If this movie doesn't end with Spider-Man's birth,
I'll
shit myself in the cinema.
That is a bold call!
I don't want to be net. I'm not driving you home.
The credits rolling. I just looked to the two of you and just like panic on my face.
Just mouthing, public transport gun.
Do I have to do
You'll have to be waiting to the end credits. You'll be like, maybe it's a post-credits scene, which means the lights will then come back on.
Yeah,
you're sitting there in the cinema.
Oh, no.
Because like, I think they might be like Mary's pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Mary Parker,
they reveal is pregnant. But that's not a birth of Peter.
And also,
that counts.
Who's Mary? Who's Mary in the fucking movie?
Emma Roberts.
Yeah.
Is she in the trailer?
Nope.
I don't think so, no.
Mm.
But I think that's why they're doing it, so they can, and I don't know why, but so they can be like, and then Spider-Man was born.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to establish that fucking Spider-Man hasn't happened in the Venomverse movies we've seen so far.
But they're not set in the 90s. Sorry, 2000s?
No. So Spider-Man's born.
Yeah.
And then, so that would make him like 18. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess you'd only do that if you were then going to be like, oh, he's getting his powers now.
Yeah.
Which is why we haven't seen him. But then that doesn't line up with
the end of Venom 2,
where he's like, I fucking hate that cunt.
No, but isn't
that was Venom. That was the symbiote being like across multiverse.
Yeah, he's like,
because
I know Spider-Man throughout time and
different
all
place.
Realities.
That might
which.
Yeah.
makes me think the symbiotes on Ezekiel fucking hates the spider women. Thor in this movie beats the shit out of them, and then the Venom symbiote's gonna get punched through a portal.
Onto Tom Hardy. It would be so funny to be like, he's got the Venom symbiote, but we're not gonna make it look like Venom
at all.
No, they made him look like shit. He looks like Black Suit Spider-Man, but like but like army Black Suit Spider-Man. Yeah.
He kind of looks like
he doesn't have the gooey symbiote. Stuff.
I think that it's the way this movie is definitely gonna end. I'm not putting a shitting myself. Sort of.
Well, no, you've already made it clear. But
can't
you
shit yourself twice in the movie.
I think that either. Oh, no. I got to shit myself multiple times. No, I think it's surely going to end with Madame Web. They've beaten Ezekiel. Yeah. Hooray, hurrah. Mary Park is pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then Madame Web puts her hand on her belly and then gets visions of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Surely that's how this movie ends. And she has visions of Spider-Man and maybe even Spider-Man fighting fucking Kraven or something.
Yeah, I reckon she has visions of clips from the Andrew Garfield films.
Yeah. That would be massive.
Yeah. See, I
no, because fucking the Parkers are in that.
Mm.
Yeah, but they're aren't they?
But they're whatever. They look the same, but not
they're in
quite
Shield in that movie.
Well, whatever. They're in Shield now. Yeah, we don't know what they're doing.
Not Shield, fucking.
I know Ben Parker's a paramedic. Maybe he's a paramedic for Shield.
The other one. What's the other
Sword?
One called? No, the fucking.
Which one, man?
Unit. Unit.
Unit.
No, Unit's Doctor Who.
What a unit!
I don't know, dude. So which what?
The fucking
damage control.
Who are the Parkers working for when the plane gets crashed and kills them?
Like in the movie?
Yeah, in the movie. Your favorite movie, Jackson.
I just know from the comics.
I think it's just the government.
Yeah.
It's just nebulously a secret agents, basically. But that's okay because they can just have that be the case. Whatever. They can be like, she touches her belly. Even she could touch their belly and then see them in the plane crash and be like, don't get on that plane. And they're like, sorry, bitch, we're doing it anyway.
They work for Oscorp in the fucking...
So
Ezekiel is part of like the totem stuff, right?
Yeah.
And like, so in comic stuff, which is, it's interesting where I'm like, why did they do this with this character? I don't understand.
It's very strange.
So like Ezekiel, he seeks out Spider-Man because it's all about totems, which is maybe what they're doing in like the Amazon.
Yeah,
I know Ezekiel from when my mum was studying spiders.
Yeah.
It's all about that. And so like, Ezekiel was like, every universe has a spider totem. I want to be that spider totem.
Oh.
And so he does that, but he does like a ritual or whatever it is, and he gets the spider powers, but he doesn't know how to fight crime. He does it to become a rich businessman.
Oh, I see.
And then this is when the inheritors
kick
in.
Rich like a spider.
Exactly. Yeah. Rich like a spider. See premonitions like a spider.
Yeah.
And this is when, like, yeah, Morlun, who was like the very first sort of like inheritor we see, which was basically like a vampire coming off to suck off all the Spider-Man totems to be like, that's what we feed on and it's delicious. And so then Ezekiel is like, okay, we need to, you know, hey, Peter, you're the totem here. Cool. We need to stop this piece of shit. Because it's like the moment anyone, like these guys, the inheritors get like a whiff of you. They're not going to stop. Which is why I put Cindy Moon in a bunker because like we need to protect her because whatever. If they the moment they find that out, they're going to like sniff them out and eat them.
Yeah.
And so Ezekiel tends to be like, all right, I know quite a lot of stuff, and it's like, hey, did the? I think the line is like, oh, did the spider? It's like the radioactive spider, did it go and like it bite you because it was radioactive or did it like bite you before it was dying of radiation?
Yeah.
And so it was like, you know, what came first, you know, the spider,
spider
or the
Spider-Man. Yeah.
And so it's like, oh yeah, that's kind of cool. And so Ezekiel has always sort of been more of like a mentor character on the side of angels, as it were.
Well, then what about this for the prediction?
Yeah.
So Ezekiel is going around. He's not trying to kill the spider women necessarily, unless they're fighting back, which is what happens when he does stab Madame Web in the belly.
Yeah.
But that's he's a premonition, actually though. Trying to take her their powers.
Okay.
Because if he takes their powers, when Morlun comes...
Why'd he kill her mom then?
We don't know that he did that necessarily.
Yeah. Really banking on the fact that that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But then, because
if
he's like, I know the inheritors are coming to eat the spider people, but if I can take your totem out, then you won't be a spider person when the inheritors come.
I think it's going to be the reveal of him is not really like a villain. Like he's trying to protect the world maybe. And
I think your two Ezekiel theories makes more sense. Yeah.
So it's either going to be the two Ezekiels, one's a villain, one's not a villain.
Yeah.
Or he's got like a fractured mind or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I need
Moon Knight.
I need to, yeah, I need to save the world. And in doing so, I got to crack a few spider women. And that's what I have to do because they're coming. And if they sense you, they're going to cause so much destruction because you're going to fight back. But if you're not here, I remove you from the equation. They're not going to sense you.
Do you think then that Morlun and the Inheritors are going to appear in this movie? Because this trailer held so little back that it would feel weird.
No, I think that this trailer...
Because I'm like, if it wasn't Sony, I'd be like, yes. Yeah, but it's Sony, so I'm like, I don't know.
It's hard to tell if this movie is a fucking total disaster and this trailer's the best they could do, or if they're fighting every fucking urge and this is only the first half of the film and they've had to cut it into a way where it looks action-packed. Mm. But it won't be because the action's in the second half, which they don't want to show because everyone's in fucking costumes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could it be if they want to get real stupid with it? Mm. Like a symbiote thing, but not the symbiote thing, but Ezekiel's being possessed by like Morlun?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to even just fold those two characters into one to be like,
potentially,
Ezekiel's out sucking off spider totems.
Yeah.
This totem thing is so funny where they're like, Dr. Octopus made those arms. Because he is an octopus.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Green Goblin, he huffed that gas because he is.
He's got a goblin totem.
Yeah. Goblin totem, hyena totems,
rhino totem.
Rhino totems, illusion totems, the chucker totems, shaka totems. Yeah.
Big wheel totem.
Yeah.
His totem was the biggest wheel. Oh, God.
And I think it's like, oh yeah. There's going to be like a Nancy thing, so it's going to be all to do with like the Spider God.
Yeah,
I reckon we're going to get that. That's why they're in like, you know, the Amazon or whatever.
Oh, I see.
And that's where it's like,
because a Nancy's in the comics, right? I saw a thing on TikTok the other day where it was like,
dude, you got to stay off TikTok. Yeah, it's bad for your brain.
I'm going to get red pilled.
Yeah, dude.
I'll come in and be like, well, it happened. I'm radicalized.
Yeah,
you might be the first person to ever get blue pilled.
Viagra. Guys, I've been blue pilled. I think you're just eating you've misunderstood. So apparently Anansi is the first Spider-Man and he's the originator of all the spider totems. Okay. And in the comics, he's coming and fighting all the spider totems because he's like, I want my power back or whatever.
Mm-hmm. The one.
And his webs come out of his fingertips, which is pretty gross.
Yeah, that's yuck.
Yeah. So I don't know. Could have something to do with that. It's so...
Well, it's just a god, right? Like the spider, like a trickster god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loki?
No, real world.
Yeah. From West Africa, I think. Yeah.
Well, Loki's a real god of the real world, technically.
That's a good point.
Good point.
It just seems so elaborate for a Sony movie, you know? It just feels like so much.
Yeah, I know, which is why it's going to be service level. So, again, it's going to be like a...
Are you telling me that Sony aren't the studio to throw 800 things in a movie?
Well, that's true.
Let me just remind you of your favorite, for the second time this episode, your favorite Spider-Man movie. The one that you seem to only remember one scene of.
One beautiful scene.
And did you see that thing? Speaking of your favorite app, TikTok, have you seen that people have started sharing around? Because obviously everyone's got brain rot.
Yeah.
And with time goes on, everyone decides that something that actually sucks is good.
Oh, yes.
Jackson part of the problem.
Mm.
Everyone's like, Andrew Garfield's actually the best Spider-Man.
No. Okay.
And then people kept sharing that clip of him fighting Electro where he jumps. He's like, a truck's about to crash, and he makes a quip, jumps off the truck to go hit Electro, and the truck just plows through like multiple lanes of traffic. And it's not like a...
It's not like a, oh no, what is the cost?
No, because he then makes a quip at Electro,
That's so funny.
And it's like, dude, like families just died, and he doesn't give a shit.
Best Peter.
He sucks at both Spider-Man and Peter.
Because what
Tobey
I have
Maguire,
seen...
best... Actually, maybe? Yeah, Tobey Maguire, best Peter.
Yeah.
And best Spider-Man.
I've seen people trying to reform Fanforstic. That's happening.
That rules.
Because this is
of
more,
all the things, why?
It's because the casting for Fantastic Four got announced. Didn't it?
Rumored.
I thought it was...
Nah.
Okay, well...
Pedro Pascal is Mr. Fantastic. I'm just going to quick age check.
He'll be in his 50s, bare
how
minimum.
How old is Pedro?
You fucked. He'd be... Pedro Pascal would be like early 40s.
48.
Fuck!
Yeah, I was close. I was not right, but I was close. Well,
once again, Marvel really just like,
Yeah.
That's the new guy.
That's our guy. Yeah. That's
the new guy.
No, I think what you're combining is the fact that it's heavily rumored that Pedro Pascal is Mr. Fantastic, but also that someone, like, discussing film or something like that posted just before the actor's strike ended, Fantastic Four has been cast, and it will get announced the moment the strikes are over. And then the strikes ended, so everyone's like, it's coming!
I saw a full thing of, like, these are the four people, but I was obviously tricked.
Did you remember any of it?
Nah. Well, I didn't recognize any of the actors.
Not even Pedro Pascal.
Well, I recognize Pedro Pascal, but no one else. Let me have a look.
Yeah,
hey, there's a great chance I got tricked, obviously.
I mean, it's easy to happen.
That's what happens. That's the internet these days.
That's the internet, man. Is everything a lie? Who knows?
We can't tell.
There was something about, what was it, Agatha is basically animorphs, maybe?
Yeah, everybody can
Everyone
turn into
can
different
turn
animals.
Into a dog or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that true?
So it is heavily rumored that Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, and Eben Moss Bachrock the cast with Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
You know Vanessa Kirby because she's in Hobbs and Shaw.
She's
Beans.
Beans?
I do know Beans.
Oh, wait, no, she's not.
Oh, well, then I don't know.
No, she's not Beans. She's the Hobbs and Shaw Beans.
Okay.
Second Beans.
Second Beans.
I can't
two.
Remember what we called her.
Second Beans.
Egg?
She's Shaw's sister.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, this rumored casting then is what I've seen a bunch of people being like, actually, this movie rocked, and people posting clips of Fantastic.
Fantastic, as someone who has seen it relatively recently, it's one of those movies where there is a core idea somewhere in that film that was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
The finished product is a dog shit. Yeah,
correct, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You can tell that they were going to lean into body horror, but they, and also that the cast were meant to be older than high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they reshoot stuff and just, like, paste over everything, and you just end up with a nothing movie where you've also got fucking Mr. Whiplash, Miles Teller, standing next to 14-year-olds being like, these are my class.
Yeah, that's a weird, like, I would love to know all, like, the actual behind the scenes stuff or what happened. I know because, like, everyone was like,
Josh Trank
kind of went
lunatic.
Crazy. But then, like, that was, you know, put out by, like, the studio trying to distance. Like, what is real? What is kind of the bullshit? What is trying, like, what up here?
As someone
kind of stuff,
who has like, seen Josh Trank's follow-up,
with Tom Hardy? Yeah. Mm.
Let me say.
Yeah.
Though he was never making a good Fantastic Four movie. There was no studio interference there. Hey, how many times do you reckon Capone shits his pants in that movie?
As Jackson's going to shit his pants in Madame Web.
How many times did Capone shit his pants in real life?
I don't know. But in Capone the movie, it's a 90-minute movie, and there is three separate scenes where he shits
life,
his pants.
Yeah. If in real life, Capone shat his pants three times, and I was making a movie about his life, you think I'm not going to include the pants shitting? Kind of movie maker do you think I am?
Part of the movie is also a fantasy, though.
Do they have the bit where he had such an infected penis?
No.
That,
where he, they don't.
It was like when he was like in his early 20s, he went to a doctor and he's like, hey, my penis is puffy and full of pus. And his doctor was like, you should check that out. And he was like, no. And then because it was syphilis.
Yeah.
He was like, I think I'll be okay with my puffy pus penis.
He's loose. So yeah.
And then he ended up fishing in his own pool.
Yeah, so that's in the movie. He also maybe shoots his own friend. Yeah.
Brain full of holes, right?
Yeah.
From the syphilis.
From that syphilis.
There's a scene where he quacks like a duck.
Yeah.
From that syphilis.
Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah. It's so funny that was the most feared gangster of all time.
Well, yeah, unpredictable, I guess.
There's also
I'd be scared. Imagine you're chatting to a guy and he's like, I might kill you, and then he shits his pants.
Who's fucking... So Johnny Drama's in it.
Yeah.
And his introduction scene plays like a scene from Entourage.
That's awesome.
Because the phone is ringing in the foreground, and then in the background, him and a lady are having sex doggy style.
That rocks.
Out of focus. And the phone rings for like 30 seconds while they just keep fucking.
It's been great in our Fantastic Four film.
I'm not saying that Capone isn't a good time. I'm saying, is it a well-made movie? No. It's a maniac movie. By a clear lunatic.
But I'd be curious to see what maybe the original plot or the original
First draft or whatever
point of the like that Fantastic was going
Which
to
takes
be.
Us back to the original point. Just because studio interference made the movie bad doesn't make the movie good. It's still a bad movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big time.
Brother. I'm with you.
People need to fucking stop watching movies.
Yeah, I could not agree
more. And also, that shows what we're dealing with now, if people are like, oh, remember 6 years ago when
Van Forster came
seven
out?
Seven or eight years ago. Yeah.
That was when movies were good. And I've also seen an attempt to reform the previous Fantastic Four movies too as well.
That happened a while
ago. Yeah, but that, I know.
People that's Rise of the Silver Surfer is actually fun.
Yeah. It's just because it's just when you eat enough dog shit, vomit starts to look good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no.
It's like you look back on some of the early Marvel movies and you're like, hey, at least it looked like a movie, and so that's enough.
I get it. That one's only been partially digested as opposed to fully.
I think that with early superhero movies, if you look back at them, they seem far more competent than they did at the time.
Yeah.
Because you're comparing them to like the very loose stories that are just like pretty much made to connect to other things.
Yeah.
And the fact that the CGI is all rushed. Mm-hmm. Where if you go back, you're like, oh, this looks pretty good and it's fun.
Vomit dog shit analogy.
No one's coming up back for like, say, X-Men 3.
Yeah.
Or like...
X-Men 3, yeah, big time.
Oh, why? No.
X-Men 3 got reformed. So Spider-Man 3 and X-Men 3... were hated when they came out.
Yeah.
And then they both got reformed at the same time, even though Spider-Man 3 is a far better movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Spider-Man 3, also wrecked by studio interference.
Yes.
Is it a perfect film? No. Do I like it? Yes.
It's interesting to think that in X-Men 3, that was like the first time of one of those movies incorporating a meme, you know, like I'm something of a scientist myself.
I'm Juggernaut bitch.
Yeah, like that's interesting. It was happening even so far back then.
That was funny casting for Juggernaut.
Who was it?
It was Jones. Fucking, yeah.
Oh, that's funny casting. Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
He was Cockney.
Yeah, that's awesome, actually. Yeah. I think that rocks.
Stepbrother of Charles.
Yeah, Charles.
Makes sense.
He's
like Cockney adjacent.
Yeah. He's got that fancy American Frasier accent, you know?
Patrick Stewart's British.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't for the films, but yeah.
Was he doing an accent?
His American accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, good.
But he wasn't like, it's me, Charles Xavier, Governor.
I was scared.
Welcome to the school, I love.
It's me, brother, Juggernaut.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although that's pretty close to what he says.
Hey,
what? I know that we're super excited for Madam Web.
Of course, dude.
But do you know what else we're super excited for?
What?
Temperature control while we sleep.
Yes. I'm banging for it.
Yes, because summer is rolling into Australia, but all of you Northern Hemisphere people are starting to rug up for winter.
That's
true. And it's tricky to get the right temperature.
It's also
important. Because temperature is one of the biggest regulators of if you have a good night's sleep or not.
Yeah, it's crucial.
No, you ever try going to bed it's too hot? Yeah,
you're
it's
not
impossible.
Sleeping,
ever
baby.
Ever try going to bed it's too cold?
You're
it's
not
impossible.
Sleeping, baby. You need to be the perfect temperature.
And
I'm like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
I need to be just right.
It's not just you, Joel Zammit. Everyone is like Goldilocks.
Yeah.
If you're too hot or too cold, your sleep will be worse. Oh. And that's why we highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets, because they're inspired by NASA. NASA!
Whoa, the spaceman!
Yeah, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature. Guess how long? All night long.
Whoa!
But I thought I was a special little boy.
Wrong.
No, everyone's the same. Bed temperature needs to be good. And look, I've addressed Joel Zammit, but Jackson Bailey...
Oh, I know.
Do you know that your bed
cold
sheets...
robotic perception of other people onto me.
Do you know that your bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat?
Oh, no.
And I think in your instance, you can just cross out that can. Your bed sheets will harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat.
I know. And that can lead to acne, allergies, stuffy noses.
That's just gross.
It's gross.
Just all of whatever's happening over there.
My face.
Yeah.
That's what it leads to.
But that's okay, because Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require 3 times less laundry.
Whoa.
And if this sounds good to you, you can go to trymiracle.com/baseless to try it today or gift it to someone special this holiday season. And we've got a special deal just for our listeners. That's you, listeners.
That's you listening right now, Johnny, listener of Baseless Speculation.
That's right, Johnny Q, listener. You can save over 40%. And Johnny, if you use our promo code BASELESS at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels.
Damn
And you can
right.
save an extra 20%. Johnny, your wife cube baseless speculation is going to love that deal too.
Yeah. See, Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/baseless. That's BASELESS. And use the code baseless to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/baseless to treat yourself, a friend, or a loved one this holiday season.
Get that Johnny Cube baseless speculation yeah. and wife cube baseless speculation.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes treating a loved one is also treating yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And sometimes a thing can be two things. And maybe that's why Madam Web could be good and bad. And let's get back to that.
Okay. Mm. Do we think that there is going to be any reference? I mean, obviously, you're pitching the symbiote, but do we think there's going
to be... I think that this is the... Look, I'm just put this out there. I think this is the movie that connects the
everything?
Sony... No, not everything.
We're but staying... the Sony-verse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And attempts to make it make
so
sense.
So we're talking there's going to be Morbius in here?
No, not cameos necessarily, just like... connecting things.
Yeah, okay.
The world explains building. Why Morbius is... Well, no, there's nothing that can explain why Morbius and the Vulture are meeting.
Yeah,
she's a prediction. It's going to be a hole in the sky. A Birdman. Vulture! Vulture's going to come through. Coming. He's going to be a vampire man.
I think that And then Vulture, even though the last time we saw him, he was bad, he's going to say, I think we could team up and do some good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh?
Also, he's going to look Spider-Man. Does he say Spider-Man? I forget. He's been cut. Don't worry. Shh.
He went through the fucking hole and now he's in jail. He's looking at his face and then they let him out of jail because there's no record of an Adrian Toomes. So
yeah.
If he's in prison, we should just let him go.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
There is no way.
I mean, you wouldn't like. I mean,
well, why, I don't think you would just let him out onto the street. Yeah, you would be like, we should investigate.
You can't hold a man in jail who just rocks up in jail.
But if he was already in jail.
A cell,
yeah. Where, well, like, if you, okay, so you run a prison.
Yeah.
I run a prison.
For some reason,
I
you have an empty cell. And someone pops up, he's like in that cell. You're like, okay, that's weird.
I'll be like, let me look for you on the register. You're not on the register. I'm like, however, you are in my prison and I will need to investigate
you
this.
You are in my prison. You are wearing a like prison out.
Yeah.
We're not just going to let you out.
My assumption would be some kind of
hack.
Like an error in our.
Some bureaucratic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I'm going to investigate. That might take a while.
I probably wouldn't just let him out on the street.
Unless...
I don't know if legally you could you hold him?
You could be like your.
Yeah, here's the thing about America, baby.
You could
give him the chair if you want.
Well, if he's not a prisoner there, guess what? He's trespassing.
Yeah, actually, good point.
Yeah, so you call the police and be like, "There's a man trespassing and impersonating
it's funny,
a prisoner."
For some reason, it's funny for me for the prison guard to call the police.
Yeah. But I mean, that's you know.
You have
look,
to.
Adrian needs to fucking lawyer up quick.
Yeah, he's going back.
Call Daredevil.
Yeah. No, he's not. He hasn't gone through the portal yet.
Yeah. He'll come.
He'll be there.
I wonder if they're going to really tie the Sony universe to the totems. I say this because of the trailer for Kraven, where Kraven sees a card with a tiger on it and also a card with a spider on it. So I think the totems are going to become increasingly more
I think
important.
That's why we're going to be. They're going to the Amazon. That's the whole thing that the mother was investigating, the totem stuff. And that's where,
that
like,
Ezekiel
comes in.
Morbius. Was that also where Morbius's bats were?
It might be.
Because he goes to a cave hole.
Yeah.
I guess you can just say cave.
Yeah. It's like an earth hole, I guess.
Yeah, but I said cave hole. That's like hole.
Well, you can have a hole in a cave. That's a hole in a cave more cave or a hole?
It's like a cave square.
I think it's a pathway in a cave if it's a hole in a cave.
I think it's deeper cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon it's a cave.
Cave?
Yeah. Hey, there's caves in this cave.
Yeah.
Duh. Whoa!
but then they could be like, Morbius is the bat totem, Vulture is the vulture totem.
Yeah. We should form Kraven the Sinister Six.
And that would explain,
wouldn't explain it. But.
No, but that would explain why in Kraven he's got the lion.
Yeah.
Because otherwise that's just completely unrelated, but if they're trying to tie it to the totems,
if I want
to
shit the bed real good, I could be like, totems, let's go ham with totems, let's go ham with temples, let's go ham with that. And so it's like, you're getting the spider temple, you're getting the lion temple,
Spider-verse,
you're getting the bird temple, and basically, you're getting the rhino temple, why not? So I think, I reckon it's going to be, that's why they were there in like the Amazon. members on, mm-hmm. or the mum and Ezekiel was there. Is it like, oh, investigating the spider temple?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when, like, oh, yeah, there's like a Nancy, like, is like a ritual or whatever. Ezekiel gets his powers from there. And somehow those powers get transferred to the daughter.
Maybe.
Or like.
Maybe there's like a scene where Ezekiel's in the temple because Ezekiel, like you said, gets his powers from a ritual.
Yeah.
So he knows that there's a ritual he can do. Mm. He does the ritual. The ritual summons a bunch of spiders. Mm-hmm. One gets loosened, bites Madame Web.
I was going to say, like it's...
in the ritual.
Or yeah. It's like he gets them... his Madame Web's mum gets some sort of spider powers.
Oh, yeah.
But then something unrelated to Ezekiel, like just come random people with guns, like, oh no, we're being attacked by like a militia or whatever. And then she dies. But through some magic spider bullshit, it gets transferred to her daughter only when she gets injured or nearly drowned.
I think you're putting too much of a time thing on this because
the
mother kind of. Like, I don't think Ezekiel's old enough to be like...
Yeah. But you see the, like, the mum died recently.
Not last week, but, like, not...
But you see Ezekiel pop up as he is. Oh, and then he gets grey hair. It's bad.
Yeah, but isn't that, like, a vision she has?
I think...
I'm thinking there's multiple Ezekiels.
I think
there's multiple Ezekiels. I think also that this is going to imply that... And this is something that Sony have dipped their toes in before, and every time it's in the comics, people are like, fuck this.
Yeah.
But they love to imply it. If you set up that Madame Web got her spider powers while she was a fetus.
Yeah.
And then you end with May and Ben having... Peter Parker wasn't just some guy that got bitten by a spider.
Yeah, he's got the spider powers in him already.
Because
he's a spider totem.
Which ties into the totem thing.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it
also is exactly what they did in Amazing Spider-Man 2, your favorite movie.
Yeah. Well, could they then do if Madame Web...
the train station, the abandoned train station with the secret coins...
From the
calculator comes back.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie, dude. Why do you like it?
It's funny.
One scene. I don't think like... Madame Web's mum's going to be pregnant with her.
I think she'll be a child already or something.
Yeah. Child or in her teens or whatever. Mm.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. That's
why I think it's like a magical...
Could they do this, right, where it's like... So they go into the temple. She's there, Madame Web, but she's like a kid or a teenager, and she's not in the temple with her parents.
Mm.
And then maybe she's out with her dad. I don't know. Mm-hmm, and Ezekiel and her mom go into the temple. Ezekiel comes out and Ezekiel's like, your mom died from the ritual. She got crushed by a rock or whatever. We got to run. And then the reveal will be that they both got spider powers, but he sucked off her powers and killed her.
Yeah.
So that you can have, because they love to do this, where obviously already Ezekiel is a threat and in opposition to Madame Web. But there'll be a moment where he's like, yo, I killed your mom. Mm. And it'll be like, now it matters.
I think this is going to be the reveal instead. Yeah. Hey, you never met your dad. It's me.
I'm your dad.
And I am the reason you have spider powers. Because I'm the fucking spider totem.
Yeah, okay. See, I was thinking maybe it was like a ritual thing. And then like while they're doing the same thing, like...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/spoken today.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Mum's getting it, but then at the same time, it's almost like, you can imagine like a split screen
where
like she's getting the spider totem, whatever, but then Ezekiel does the whole sucky off thing, but then because of, relationship.
Yeah.
The daughter, like the magic juice happens and like says, there's the Dakota, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Johnson.
I was going to say Fanning. Johnson.
Different one.
Yeah.
Wrong Dakota. Like the other one's in, a song.
She's South in like Dakota. Maybe, I don't know, wherever. Yeah. Studying to be a paramedic. And then,
into her.
Spider juice.
Then why does it come up when she fall in the river?
Yeah, it just lays dormant.
And the poison of the East River. You drink enough of it too. That's just going to happen to you.
Dakota Johnson, you know how in movies when someone gets like a spirit in them and they go like,
yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, not like ghost.
Oh, just like a,
just like a,
yeah.
Dakota Johnson would be good at that.
Yeah, she would.
They're going to make her do that, I reckon, at least twice.
I think
movie.
When that happens, that'll be like the peak of her performance because it's pretty bad so far.
Well, they've done her and Sydney Sweeney filthy based on this trailer because I back both of them as actresses. I've seen them in roles where they're very good. Uh-huh. In this, it looks like the script must have said, act wrong.
Yeah, I have not seen Dakota Johnson in anything good, so
she's good
know.
In How to Be Single.
Yeah.
That I can confirm, but I reckon she's also good in other movies that I just can't think of.
50 Shades. Say what you want and try. If you want to come to bat for that film, whatever,
don't go
by
bad
all
for
means,
50
I don't
Shades.
Care. It's a bad film and made worse by the actors.
Oh, yeah, big time, dude.
But maybe made worse by the director. And maybe made worse by the writer of the book who was there.
The source material. Yeah.
You guys love this movie, but I haven't seen it. Oh, actually, she's really good in Suspiria. But she's also in Bad Times at the Al Royale.
Who's she in that?
Yeah,
Emily Summerspring.
She's the sister of the
Oh, she
girl
was good in
cult.
That. Yes, actually, she was
there
good
there you
in
go.
That.
Yeah. All right.
She's in A Bigger Splash, which is a movie I haven't seen, but have heard really good things. It's the previous movie by the director of Call Me By Your Name.
Okay.
So yeah, like she gets cast
why
in...
Why then is her performance in this a dog shit?
I
Who's
think...
the director of this one?
I don't know. It'd be some fuckwit.
Because it's Madam she's just
Webb,
giving
directed by
in this movie. S.J. Clarkson.
Yeah.
She is known for Life on Mars.
Hey, you love
that. I like Life on Mars. That's a great show.
And Jessica Jones.
American or British? American Life on Mars.
Oh, actually, I take it back. She directed one episode of Succession, a show I famously haven't seen, but back.
Is it British or American Life on Mars?
I'm looking.
Because American Life on Mars does that awesome thing where it ends up being legitimately about being on Mars, which is awesome.
It was the 2006. That's the British one, isn't
it? Looks like the British one.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's great. That's about magic police heaven.
Yeah. So she directed
Fuck Life on Mars. It's good. I got to watch that again.
So good.
She directed
David Bowie.
She directed six episodes of that.
Oh, two episodes of Heroes.
Two episodes of Heroes. One episode of Ugly Betty.
An episode of House MD. Dexter.
Three episodes of Dexter. What season? What season? What season?
What season? What season? What season? What season?
Oh, season. Oh, wait. She directed an episode of season 4 that has a 9.5
That's huge.
The episode's called Hello, Dexter Morgan.
All right.
It could either be the first episode or the last episode. The last episode of season 4 was really good. So.
It's episode 11. It's the last
that's
one.
That's a fucking banger of an app, dude.
Well,
what
dude,
happens in that one?
That's the one where he's like...
Dexter must buy time to protect himself when Deborah's investigation brings the department one step closer from identifying Arthur as the Trinity Killer.
Yeah, that's where he's like... I fucking did it. I got rid of the Trinity Killer. And the Trinity Killer's like, gives him a big smile as he's killing him. But he's like, I don't know, dude. I got
that's
him.
Right,
and he's like, I finally figured out my life. And then he goes home and his wife has been killed by the Trinity Killer. And he's like... Everything I worked for has been destroyed, and it's awesome. Such a good downer ending of a season. And then it shatters pants a million times.
She also directed two episodes of Banshee.
Yeah, okay.
Heard only good things.
She directed one episode of Orange is the New Black.
A lot of TV I'm seeing.
A lot of TV. She directed one of the first HBO series to just disappear from the internet.
Yeah.
Well, from HBO Max, I should say. Vinyl, the one that's produced by Martin Scorsese. They're all like, yeah, we're getting rid of it.
Oh, fuck. Wow. That's right. I remember that.
Apparently Collateral was a TV series. Didn't know that.
Wait, cool. Based off the movie?
Maybe.
That's awesome. That movie kicks ass.
That movie does kick ass.
They see a coyote. It's great.
No, I don't think it is based off the movie. Just got the same name.
Oh, yeah. God, Collateral rocks.
Such a good
The premise of the TV miniseries is investigating a murder of a police, a pizza delivery man. A London detective uncovers a tangled conspiracy involving drug dealers, smugglers, and spies.
Could be related.
Maybe.
And then Succession, she directed the episode, the season one finale. great episode I'm hearing.
Well, I mean, that's like a pretty good, you know.
That's a lot of TV.
It's a lot of TV.
And like,
but what fucking, surely she's done a movie.
Like, who was the first?
Outing? Is this, yeah, her first like, film debut?
You see this a lot now. I mean, like, when like, people go on from like jumping from TV to film, and a lot of it is because they're very good at like saying yes to a studio or working within those constraints, right? And so it's kind of like, yeah, they're really good at not necessarily being an auteur, but they're very good at kind of
doing
like,
what
working
needs to be
within
done,
a sort of network situation, which is why you see like Marvel, they tend to hire people from TV.
Yeah, for sure.
They're like, oh, we know what, you know, you'll say yes to us.
Yeah.
Where, and so I'm guessing the same thing here, where Sony's like, no, we will control some of
this. Yeah, we've got a lot of unnecessary and crazy constraints we're going to put on this this production.
Yeah, so I think it's going to involve spider totems. It's just, I love that we're going to get a worse version of Final Destination in this.
Yeah, that's true, fuck. I think it's the kind of thing where...
this is her first movie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think in a superhero movie, unless you're doing something really interesting with it, being able to tell the future is really not that interesting. You know what I mean? Like, unless you're doing something really interesting with it, unless it's got really interesting, I don't know, extra juice going on.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's not fun to watch.
Like, if you go, say, Heroes, because I think it's a couple episodes of that.
Whoa, save the cheerleader, save the world, dude.
First season, save the cheerleader, save the world.
Yeah. Go on strike, fuck the series. Yeah. Good. Good.
You have a whole, like,
that's the whole point of strikes, by the way. Just in case people are like, oh, the actor strike wreck stuff. Good.
That's what you want. That's the aim.
That's the whole point.
If it didn't wreck stuff, it wouldn't work.
Every time someone fucking protests, everyone's like, what was disruptive? That's the point.
Yes.
God, newspapers are fucked.
Yeah, because they're all owned by, never mind.
Yeah. All owned by a fuckwit old man. Yeah.
No, he stepped in.
Oh, now it's owned by his fuckwit son.
And don't worry, I'm sure, like, look, he'll be clinging onto light. I'll give him, what, 2 more years?
He has one, so I think he has, so old fuckwit that stepped down.
The ghoul that is Murdoch. Yeah.
He, I believe, had 4 sons, and one of them's like, I fucking hate my dad and all of this. And he was, I think he was the one who was originally meant to get it. And then they were like, well, that's not
we
happening.
Can't be doing that.
See, I think that is also not quite right. I think he's correct. He's like, I don't want anything to do with it or whatever. But I just don't think he's like very left. I think he's also just like,
middle.
I would say slightly less right.
Hey, if
left looking, of right, you know?
Yeah. If there's a TV show you're keen to check out that maybe tells a similar story to this, I hear really good things about Succession. A show I cannot stress I have not seen.
But I know that it is one of your favorites.
It's definitely one of my favorites to think about. The Roys.
Yeah.
Kendall Roy. Logan Roy.
Are Culkin's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that might be.
He is Kendall.
Yeah. There you go, see?
There you go.
I know about
Succession.
Cousin
Harvey?
No, Cousin Greg.
You did it, dude. You go
Tom, that's just another guy.
Oh, yeah.
You survive for another day.
Yeah, I know everything about Succession.
Yeah. So, yes, I guess it's just going to be like, I don't know, totems, you got to get this weird, premonition of like, it's not going to do much. There's no going to be like, okay, we got to do this. There's no big premonition.
No.
That's usually what is like, what tends to be the more interesting thing.
It's kind
of like, okay, like with Save the Cheerleader, Save the World, it is, oh shit, the world's going to blow up. But
now we got to stop.
We just stop it. And by doing that, we save
Hayden
her.
Panettiere, the world ain't going to
go
bomb.
Which means that, you know, old mate, we can actually kill him because he doesn't get invincible powers. Mm. So sweet. So then it's
Zachary
like,
Quinto, what's his name? Cypher?
Silo? Yeah.
Silo?
Silo? No, Silar.
Silar. He cuts people's heads off?
Yeah, sucks their brains.
That's awesome.
Gets their powers. Yeah. Pretty good. Guy
what
can paint the future.
Yeah.
I know at one point they brainwash him because he can shapeshift, and so he kills.
He can shapeshift as well.
Yeah. He sucks off so many powers, dude.
Oh, because every time he kills someone, he gets their powers.
He's not just eating their brains for fun.
Yeah. So he kills.
Oh, big time.
he kills Nathan, which Nathan Petrelli, who's the guy that can fly as the politician.
Yeah.
And
Rest in peace, Nathan.
So they brainwash Sila to become Nathan, and then they think that he is Nathan.
Oh. And,
but everyone else, kind of like people that kind of know it, they're just like, but they got to pretend that they don't, even though Nathan is dead. Anyway, that's a cool kind of concept.
Yeah.
No disrespect. Stuff,
but, like,
but I am so glad I've never seen Heroes.
Yeah, it was really good for one season.
Yeah.
But then, you know, the aforementioned strike happened.
Good.
And then it fucked. fucking really yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
Does season one have a satisfying ending? Could you just watch season one and be like, I'm done?
Yeah, you could definitely watch that.
Almost, maybe this is not true, but wasn't there like, we're going to do one season, and then like a lot of things in the early 2000s, it did really well, and they were like...
Lost did that.
Yeah, they were like, hey, Lost, you need to do two more seasons. And they're like, two seasons of filler? Done.
No, they were, I think what happened with Lost that was extra annoying was it wasn't like... Because they would never just greenlight things for six seasons. Yeah. They would be like, you get another one. You get another one.
Yeah, yeah.
You get another one.
Yeah, Futurama is a really good example of that. Like, okay, look, it's the last one we got, so let's all right, wrap it up. We got renewed again. Okay, let's unwrap it up and we'll wrap it up. Okay, let's
We're back again.
Yeah. It happens in Community as well. Yeah, but that was probably like the last example of a show constantly getting canceled on you. And I guess Arrested Development.
Yeah.
So,
write every episode like it's your final episode. Yeah. Every show is getting canceled now, so every episode might as well be a finale.
Yeah, don't come in with a plan.
No. Your plan is you got 12 episodes.
Every episode's like every the episode final has episode.
To wrap up like it's the final ever episode.
Okay, every episode ends with the guy flicking the light off in the bar and being like, well, till I see you again.
Yeah. Cheers to that. Every episode of every TV show should be a satisfying conclusion to the television show Cheers.
Agreed. Finally, we're all in agreement. Right, with the premonition thing, it needs to be somewhat interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, cool. So what is the thing? Do you think she's going to get like a very interesting like premonition? Or is it going to just be like, oh, I died. Oh, I died. Oh, I died. Oh, I died. Oh, I died.
I think she's like going to get, this would be my prediction, because there's a scene where they're all like, we're connected. I think she's going to be mildly connected. I think they're also going to bring in the web of destiny. That's going to be a big part of it too. But I think she's going to be mildly connected to each of the spider women. Mm-hmm. She's going to have a premonition of Dingus Dangus coming and sucking their powers off.
Morlun or each Ezekiel?
Ezekiel. Yep. I think they're going to fold Ezekiel and Morlun together.
I also think
I don't think they're adding Morlun to this. Yeah. And so then she's going to the premonition. There won't be a big premonition, but she'll get lots of premonitions about protecting these women. And then she'll be like, I got to get them together to figure out what's going on. Mm-hmm. She gets them together. She's like, I don't know why this guy is hunting you. I don't think any of them have spider powers yet. Mm-hmm. Then there'll be a confrontation between her and Ezekiel. Ezekiel will be like, you got to understand all these girls have spider powers. Because I think there is going to be some reveal where he's like, they've got spider powers and I need to suck off their spider powers. It's better for them for some reason.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like I either traveled... it won't be multiverse. Here you go. This is some absolute horseshit.
Okay. Well, the trailer reveals that they get their powers in the movie.
So how's this? Absolutely. You've got to think, again, I've seen a pristine bed. I've got something brutal.
Your diarrhea ring.
Who's the CEO of Sony Pictures?
So imagine I'm that. Okay. Right. They do the ritual.
Yeah.
So he goes to...
I really strongly recommend everyone look up Tom Rothman.
Yeah.
The CEO of Sony Pictures.
There's a guy that shat the bed. There's a guy that shat the bed yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think we should introduce the Sinister Six through costumes. I'm Tom Rothman.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, right. So they go to the Amazon. They do the ritual thing. He wants to become the totem. Ezekiel wants to become the totem. In doing so, because I was thinking like, maybe it's going to do with like, you know, different portals. Maybe it's going to do with whatever. It's like, no. It's just basically what he accidentally becomes is he becomes like a conduit or whatever. Or there's like, oh, you thought this was the spider totem? Oh, it's the whatever eats a spider totem.
Oh, okay.
And so then he sort of gets possessed a little bit by the spider, but a little bit by Morlun.
Whatever it is.
And so he's like, I need to stop this because if I don't, it's just going to get worse for you. I need to kill you. Or more like the thing that controls me, it's like a symbiote light.
Will
suck you off and get the power, and that's going to be bad for everybody.
Absolutely.
So that's why I need to stop you.
Yep. And then that means that they can have a final confrontation where he goes bombad racing mode and they have to fight him. And then when they defeat him, he doesn't die. He's just back to
me. And another thing as well, you don't believe me? You don't believe me? Here. And he does, like, you know, she touches his head and she sees a premonition. Oh, all the things that he's saying is true.
Oh my God, we need to defeat him. Oh no, but he's changing. And then they defeat him, and then those spider women. I don't. When does it show in the trailer that they get their powers?
Well, they're in costumes.
It just shows them in costume, which I assumed were visions. Because then I think that it's going to end.
There's two shots of them in costumes, and if So in the trailer alone,
yeah.
If you think that both times they're in costume is a premonition, there is four separate premonitions.
Yes, I believe they will do that in this movie.
In 1 3-minute trailer.
Yes, because isn't in one of those premonitions where they're in costume, is that not also where we see old man
Ezekiel?
I think it is.
I reckon multiverse, because I think with premonitions, what you can do, you can have a couple happen straight off the bat that are short.
Yeah.
That aren't aren't Madam Web being killed. Like Cassandra, what's her name?
Cassandra Web. Yeah, yeah.
If you don't kill Cassandra Web, but it's just like inconveniences or like, I don't know, like a fucking car accident or something. Yeah. Something where she can just feasibly be fine. And then it happens and then you're like, whoa. Then she has a premonition. So the two premonitions in the movie where she's dying.
Mm.
You can't really... The only other premonition you can go from there that raises the stakes slightly is she sees a premonition where two people die and she realizes she can't save them both.
Yeah. I think that she'll get a premonition. I don't think it's going to be two separate premonitions. I think it'll be one montage premonition of the spider.
Of
the spider women in costume being killed by Ezekiel / Morlun.
Yeah.
And then I think at the end, no one will have powers, but I think this is Sony's way of being like, did you like these characters? If you liked them enough, we could give them a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want that. If you want that, you can have it. If not, never mind. They don't have to exist in our world.
I'm also trying to think, if I'm Sony, getting, because they're not like B-grade actors. Like a lot of the, Sydney Sweeney is popular. Emma Roberts, who's not in the trailer, popular.
Yeah.
Although she's borderline cancelled and Sydney Sweeney's falling from grace. So maybe they are B-grade actors now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I think, because this is also part of it. So if this ends, as I've predicted, with the birth or the reveal that Peter Parker is going to be born.
Well, you better hope it's with the birth.
And like he's being backpedaled. He's backpedaling because I'm like, they're not going to have a birth. They're going to have a pregnancy. He's pregnant. He's going to be like, I'm pregnant.
Because she has to get
a full birth in the hospital.
Well, why?
We're going to see Peter crowning. That's what we're going to see. Yeah.
Knocked up style.
Whoa! And then.
Little web spits out.
That means that we can. Yeah, it starts with a web that shoots out of the wall of the hospital. Peter Parker baby climbs along it. Mm. No, because then that means that in a possible, if this does well, which it won't, in Sony's wildest dreams, they get a Spider-Man movie. Uh-huh. Theoretically, any of these characters, if you liked them, could appear.
Yeah. Hey.
I think question. You know, because this also was apparently taking from Trouble.
Yes. On that, if you got to think about, like, again, you want to have like, we want to have a bit of romance in this. Mm-hmm. So what if, again, the premonition stuff here.
Yeah.
So again, maybe Madam Web, Ben Parker, maybe like a,
okay.
But then she gets a premonition. That's like, oh no, we need your cummies.
Yeah.
In her tum tum.
You've got and special jizz, babe.
And that'll be a Peter Parker.
Yes.
Your cummies in me. Well, great. I want that. No Peter Parker.
Yeah.
So for the sake of humanity, you got to come in her.
You must come in Mary Parker.
This movie also could just establish there's no Peter Parker possible. In this universe.
There is no Peter Parker?
No, as in like this movie could do that. If they want to go that route and be like, hey, there isn't actually a Peter Parker in
this
universe.
I think it would be weird to.
No, I think it would be bold, but I think people would from Sony's point of view, they could be like, it's bold, but people will respect it.
Because
you got to remember that Sony also get a huge cut from this MCU Spider-Man. And if they're introducing multiverse shit, which they already have, you kill Peter Parker. Well, you don't kill him off. Yeah. He doesn't exist in this universe. Uh-huh. And you make it super clear that he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, I have this beautiful idea.
Even if, go.
So we have. You know, a beautiful thing that we've seen recently, which was Flashpoint.
Yeah, okay.
And
Baby in a Microwave.
Yeah, beautiful. What a film. And I think the reason that movie was really bad was because it didn't stick to the source material.
Okay.
I.e. Dad Batman. So what if we get Ben Parker, as played by the beautiful Adam Scott, to be bitten by a spider and make him Spider-Man?
Okay. That would be crazy. But they could do it.
I hope that they don't tie Adam Scott to anything solely for this thing, which is the fact that Adam Scott is starring in a lot of prestige television of recent, which means that he'll probably, if he continues on this trajectory, get a prestige film role.
Yeah.
And he has promised multiple times in podcasts that if he ever gets an Oscar, he's going to say, thank you for that. I'd like to thank my friends, my family. I'm going to stick this up my butt. And I need that.
You need that to happen. I get it.
So I don't want him tied to Spider-Man.
Could
I believe that he'll do that too.
Oh yeah, I think he will too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe that.
He's a weird little guy.
He is, but I also think they're like, hey, do you want to be Spider-Man? I reckon he could be like, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they could do
Adam Scott wouldn't have been a bad choice for like
yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, absolutely. No, as in like a Tobey Maguire-y era.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Do we think, I don't know if this is Sony logic.
He's 50 now almost, I think. Yeah.
So you know,
he's the new guy.
He's the new guy. Does this make sense?
Wait, I just realized he's playing young Ben Parker and he's like in his
40s. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What the fuck is going on with casting?
They don't know any young actors,
like
dude.
Like he could be, you know, not in his
He's got a youthful face.
He's got a youthful face. He could be anywhere between 25 to 30.
Yeah.
Three.
Does this make sense? Okay, so you know you're Sony.
I am.
You know you've kind of lost control of Peter Parker.
Yes.
You don't really have Spider-Man.
Oh, well, yeah, it's bad.
But you know that Spider-Verse is doing very well, animated
really,
Spider-Verse.
Really good for us.
And you know that there's a lot of multiverse stuff happening, and in the future there will be a movie that's like everybody comes together. Now, is it smart, if you're Sony, and you got Sony brain, to make a new Spider-Man in the hope that when they do like a Secret Wars... Ooh. You've got
like a secret.
You've got a cameo that you can imagine Marvel being excited about putting in their movie.
No, you don't. So here's where the Sony thing, and I think the way we're taking the wrong angle, the wrong approach from. Sony wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah,
because they get a cut of Spider-Man in the MCU anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So them having a cameo from one of their like making a new Spider-Man, hoping that he ends up in that, wouldn't make a difference.
Wouldn't
to them.
Change the amount of money.
The only thing
getting.
That they'd want is a cameo so that people are like, oh, I have to watch Venom 3 now because connected.
Yeah. But I think
so. I think Tom Hardy is like that already. I think that that's way bolder and way more exciting. It'll get more people to see the movie if you make a bold call like, hey, this is a multiverse film. Peter Parker doesn't exist in this universe.
I think, what about this? A little compromise? And actually it would make sense kind of with the movie, is the final shot is they're like, it's Mary and Daddy Parker.
Ben.
Ben.
And they're getting the ultrasound.
Wait a second. Ben's the uncle.
Oh, yeah. Ben's uncle.
It's not Ben.
It's Richard.
Richard, yeah.
Dick Parker. Parker.
So they're getting the ultrasound and they're like, hey, congratulations. It's a girl.
That's right. This is
he
why...
He is playing Ben, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why fucking we got so...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to be...
It's because it's the fucking trouble thing again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's because that's why we went down the trouble route originally. Now I remember it. Yeah. Because it's Ben Parker and Aunt May.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah right. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, so we don't know who Dick Parker is at the moment.
No.
Dick Parker, probably not in the movie Spider-Man.
Well, we've got Mary Parker and we have Ben Parker, but we don't have May.
Yeah. Isn't May?
Oh yeah, sorry, Mary. Wait, so that's brother and sister, right? No,
no.
Yeah. Who's
so Ben marries May?
Yeah,
and I'm guessing
Dick marries
Mary.
Yeah,
but in this universe, maybe not.
Could they have a repeat?
Could it be that Ben is Ben gets with Mary?
Yeah,
instead of
wait, so there's no May, but there's a Mary.
Well, not on the cast list. There's no May and there's no Dick.
Wait, who's Mary Parker?
Mary would be Spider-Man's
mom.
No. In the cast list, who is it?
Yeah.
Mary is Emma Roberts.
That's such a massive age gap to be pairing them up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because let me double check. I'm sure.
What's going on here, dude?
Because it could be a thing where it's just like...
Because that happens,
like,
that's trouble. Yeah. Trouble
yeah.
does that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's kind of revealed that, oh, maybe it was actually like, you know, May's the actual...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever. But so it could just be a thing where it's like, oh, yeah, cool. Well...
No, isn't it that it's...
Someone's shooting blanks.
Yeah, it's Dick.
Dick's
shooting blanks. Ben's not.
Ben's, yeah. Ben the dirty dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sleeps with Mary Ann.
Okay, so...
It's been a while since I've read Trouble.
Adam Scott is 50.
Yeah.
I have Trouble. I really need... I will read it,
dude. What are you doing?
I'll fucking read it tonight.
Good. Okay, good.
So Adam Scott is 50. Emma Roberts. Because obviously there's age gaps in Hollywood all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
If it's going to be visually noticeable in the movie, it will be weird.
But she's 32. She's our age, Jackson.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And has accomplished exactly the same amount as both of us, and we shouldn't be worried about our lives at all.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Speaking about your legacy, no need.
She's been in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You're an actor. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm not an actor, dude. I'm a podcast. Yeah.
We've done more episodes of podcasts than she's done episodes of TV.
There you go. See?
Just?
But isn't it that Ben Parker... Mm-hmm. Somebody, or Richard bones Dick. Down with May.
Well,
or are they brothers and sisters?
So I believe it's Ben and Richard are the brothers.
Yeah, okay.
And Mary and May are
friends.
Okay.
And so they go away together, a big weekend away, and
they go to a fucking ski lodge to work for over summer,
something like that.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense for a ski lodge.
Yeah, May is hitting it off with Ben.
Yeah,
and Dick's hitting it off with Mary. One of them gets pregnant.
I think Mary.
I don't remember who.
May must get pregnant from,
and I don't know if it's like either May gets pregnant from Richard.
Yeah,
or Mary gets pregnant.
Yeah, I think it's May gets pregnant from Richard because Ben's shooting blanks.
Okay, and then they like. There's a question of maybe we...
what if we abort Peter Parker?
And then they're like...
Which I don't think will be in the movie.
Yeah, no. And then I think it's like, okay, what if we just give it to Mary?
Yeah.
Okay,
so when May's pregnant, when May reveals her pregnancy to Ben, it turns out he's sterile and her affair with Richie Dick is uncovered.
Yeah.
May's
real. The May is actually the mum.
Yeah.
Right. So they might do it maybe the reverse of that?
Yeah, could be. Well, do we think, because like I was saying before, could they reveal that it...
Oh, yeah, and that's right. And they make May's last name Riley. Her maiden name's Riley.
Oh, that's very funny. But could they...
I've done that for years.
Oh, really?
Pre-Ben?
Pre-trouble, yeah.
Huh.
No, like as in like...
Oh, as in like when Ben Riley came out, it was like, I'm a clone of
Spider-Man.
Yeah. I think maybe it's the same guy. That was the reveal.
Well, I think the reveal. Wait. What is...
clone bangs
his
aunt mom.
I think this clone of Spider-Man might be the same guy as Peter.
What?
Which guy? What did you mean by that?
So Ben Reilly, clone of Peter Parker, goes back in time and sleeps with his aunt/mom.
Yeah. Okay. To give birth to Peter
to him. So my clone is my dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would
and like you. They were on the same. My clone is my dad, uncle.
Yeah. My dunkle? That's my clone. Sorry, my clunk lad.
I'm my dunkle.
I'm my own clunkle, dude. Have we got any swings for the fences from Madam Web?
I think it's what going to be trouble. Sure, where we're going to have like who's the father of Peter, whatever. But we're going to involve a love triangle between Ben, Mary, and Madam Web.
Whoa, yeah, I think that's
and so
possible.
It's going to be the same thing.
Why don't they
fuck it up like this? Ben sleeps with Madam Web. Madam Web is pregnant. She has to be like, no, thank you. Give you the baby.
Whoa.
The baby. You had Mary raise it.
Yeah.
That's
so funny that then they die in a plane crash and give it back.
Well, no, because Mary needs to, like, Mary dies or whatever, and Ben... Is like,
oh, I see what
so
you
I'm
mean.
Guessing
yeah.
We're raising Dick and we're raising May, and we just have Ben.
And then Ben gets shot, Spider-Man orphan.
Yeah.
Well, again, for a second time.
Yeah. Unless it is going to be a thing of like Richard doesn't sleep with like May, but sleeps with, say, Madam Web. Same kind of bullshit happens.
It could be possible.
What
also,
I think
we're getting
is
the speech.
Yeah.
Great.
And this is going to be. This is the type of thing where they'll be like, we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then no one would have asked, but what does that actually mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it will mean nothing. But I reckon Mary pregnant at the end.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
At the doctor. Mm-hmm. Ultrasound. Mm-hmm. Last shot of the film. Congratulations. It's a girl.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before. Almost word for word. But I was thinking the same thing. Because then they can still, it's not Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, they've
it's
gotten
different.
They've gotten rid of the idea of
I guess my difference is that they has no, they're not thinking, hey, we want to put something in Secret Wars. We're thinking, we're just going to put a edgy-ish, confusing
Because if you're not thinking, if you're just like thinking with exact brain, you're like, the movie's about Spider-Girls.
Skip a generation. It's a girl. Oh, I'm going to call after my dead sister, May.
Whoa.
Or whatever.
Who the fuck's May is what Ben says.
Yeah. Or my dead best friend, May.
It's so funny that then in the future, if it's Ben Parker and May raising Spider-Man, you're like, is Ben like 70 at this point?
Well, again, it skips generations. So instead of having, Mayday as like the daughter of Peter, it's Mayday.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you're bringing
I thought you were saying that was going to be Aunt May.
No. That's going to be Mayday, right?
Yes.
It's going to be like
skip a generation. Yeah.
We're going to skip Peter. We're going to skip Peter.
We both heard skip a generation as wrong. We'll skip a generation. This is Aunt May. No. Don't apologize. What you said made sense. We just went fucking baboon peanut brain.
I think you're right. It's going to be, it's a girl and like,
I'm gonna name her.
I'm gonna name her Mayday. May after, and we established good friend. Maybe her good friend May dies in one of the fucking things.
One of the fucking towers.
Maybe or like one of the things that like Madame Web or Cassandra sees in a vision. Maybe she got to save she got to save someone or May and she chooses the other one. Maybe
and then May dies in or to May honor her memory.
I'm gonna name it after. So the first half of her name will be May, my friend who tragically died. And the second half, after the second half of the day that she was born. Day.
I'm pretty sure it's a nickname. But
there's so much to love about that. The idea that you name someone in halves.
Yeah.
People name people in halves.
But not...
Yeah. Not that insane.
That's like if they were like, okay, Jack, I'm going to name my son me. My parents were like, we're going to name him after half after his grandpa, Jack, after my dad,
and the fact
Ron,
he's
and after my dad, Bill. And his name will be Ron Bill.
I like Bill Ron.
He'll be Bill Ron Bailey.
Bill Ron Bailey? What a powerful Bill Ron.
If my name was Bill Ron Bailey, I would run a cult. That's what my legacy would be.
You run a cult or a company. I don't know what, but you're a powerful. You're a powerful man.
I'm a powerful, deeply corrupt man if I'm Bill Ron.
I love Bill Ron. Damn, dude, you fucked up. Maybe people should be like being named after halves.
I fucked up hard. I could have been Bill Ron Bailey. Oh, fucking hell.
Well, because it's Ronald.
Yeah.
So could it be like
Bill Ronald? That's
Bill Ron's great. Yeah, Bill Ron. I would have been called, I guess, Joe Unknown. Damn.
You're just Joe, but there's a space.
Joe and a question mark. Joe?
Hi, Joe, I'm Joe Zammit.
Joe?
That's good. Well, disappointing.
My
swing of the fence is that I think there'll be there'll be a bunch of cameos in this at the very end.
Yeah,
I think
it's a symbiote, bitch.
They're just going to wrap it. Yeah. It's a Juggernaut bitch reference. But I think they're going to rapid fire the cameos they have so far. Maybe even in a really ugly graphic that ties each to a playing card.
Yeah, because they are desperate for... Because Morbius flopped, they need a reason for people to be seeing all of these movies. Mm. And now is the time. And there must be a reason why. Because Madame Web didn't really move. Like, it didn't get delayed like crazy.
What about
coming out Valentine's Day. Take it
there. I know. What a romantic film.
Get married.
That's why I'm thinking it's going to be the old. Going to be weird. A B plot. A weird B romantic.
Deadpool also came out on Valentine's Day. So I think it's counter programming.
Okay. Mm. What if when Ezekiel is in the temple looking around, the temple's not a spider temple. It's a totem temple. And he looks around.
Totem tennis.
Totem tennis. Okay. And he sees like lion, bat, and then a couple of other ones. Octopus, lizard, rhino.
Do exactly the same scene from Amazing Spider-Man 2, but rather than seeing their costumes, you just see an animal carving.
I think, we're going to get, maybe the sort of that thing, but I also don't think we're ever going to see Morbius or Vulture ever again. That's not happening.
You're almost deaf.
They ain't happening. Vulture, no. I reckon you might see Morbius in another movie. Like, as in, not his own movie.
Morbius 2.
Maybe you get, a cameo in, a film where, a vampire gets stabbed in the heart from the back. Yeah. And that might have been maybe Morbius. No, I think maybe they're just like, let's shy away from this. We were tricked twice into releasing. We shouldn't. Hey.
Let's fool me once.
Yeah, but what do people love? Cameos of things that suck shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
A redemption cameo.
I think that Sony will be like, what else do we have?
So I think they could, yeah, distance themselves enough so that this is a whole new, this is a whole new universe that maybe is leading open to, like, if you like these characters, we could
put them somewhere else.
Thomas Hayden Church should come back as Sandman from Spider-Man 3.
Agreed.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's the sand totem.
Yeah.
Sand totem, beach water totem.
Oh,
mud,
yeah,
totem.
You got hydro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the elements. Or something.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
I think you're right. And I also think it's Mayday's going to get born and it's going to be fucking crazy. And I'm excited.
Me too. We'll see this movie.
No.
Brother, you better believe it.
I'd much prefer to see this than Venom 3. I'd much prefer to watch this than when I watched Venom 2.
Yeah.
I don't like the Venom movies.
I would have much rather watched this than any Marvel movie I've seen
ever.
Well, Eternals rocks, so not Eternals, but
anything in after phase.
Yeah, anything from phase 4 to 5, bar Eternals.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Madame Web.
Same.
Well, that's funny, because when you did your rewatch of the phase 4, you watched Black Widow, and then you stopped when you got to Eternals.
Got
which
distracted.
Is the second movie. The second movie.
No, wasn't it Shang-Chi? Eternals is long.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. Madam Web in cinemas February 14, 2024. Pre-book your tickets as soon as they go on sale.
And we've been the BS Boys. Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Are you a reality TV junkie?
Do you ever think, dang, I wish I had someone to talk to about all the trash TV that I watch?
Well, look no further, garbage lover, because Reality Gaze is a podcast for you. Hello, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle, and we're the Reality Gaze. We talk about all your favorite unscripted shows like The Golden Bachelor, Love is Blind, and TLC's big, messy behemoth 90 Day Fiancé.
And if you're driving to work, folding laundry, or just pretending to listen to your husband talk about sports,
just put on the pod, and you've instantly got two gay besties spilling and all the tea and reading these people for filth.
So come at us, y'all. Find Reality Gaze wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.